WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. And you're listening to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. 893-1450 is the number. The web address is financialcoachingradio.com. Email links and social media links are there on the website. We'll take your questions, comments, or disagreements any of those ways today. First up, we got to talk about this taper, the Federal Reserve. I told you yesterday during my show, Ben Bernanke said they're going to slow down the quantitative easing from $85 billion a month in bond buying to suppress interest rates and boost the economy. Slow it down by $10 billion to $75 billion. And USA Today has written an article entitled, Five Reasons Stocks Did Not Suffer a Taper Tantrum. The stock market does what nobody thought possible. It soars on the day the Federal Reserve announces that it will start to taper its market-friendly bond-buying program. And I'm here to tell you yesterday, I would have bet some good money, not on investing because I don't market time that way, but I would have bet, as a friendly gentleman's bet, that the market would have went the opposite direction. But no, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied almost 2% yesterday, up nearly 300 points after the Federal Reserve finally did what it has been hinting it will do since earlier back this year, back in May. Don DeLore is here. This directly affects your business because it's the bond market that affects mortgage business. Don DeLore has 30 years of experience in the mortgage business. Going back on your calling up on your experience.
Yes, sir.
You ever been in a market, a mortgage market quite like this, or is this just a repeat of whatever?
It's not a repeat of anything. It's the most unique market I've ever worked in, especially even for the last 5 years. It's been very unique, with especially in my business, with all the compliance changes and all the different regulations that have come into play. And obviously, the bond market has been, we used to be able to judge interest rates by the bond market. And for the last 5 years, we haven't been able to do that. And maybe we can get back to, you know, real numbers here as we move forward instead of the ones we have now with the tapering starting. Hopefully, we'll get back in line with where we're supposed to be.
Starting next month, the nation's central bank said it would start trimming its purchases by $10 billion per month. And despite fears that the stock market would crumble at the first sign of the Fed's quantitative easing program, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 293 points. The past two times the Fed warned of tapering, the Dow fell 4.9% back in May and 5.6% in June. So you would think the history would have repeated itself. So the article here is telling you what the theories are of why the stock market did the opposite this time. And I think it's a bunch of financial media BS, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. So why did stocks go up when most pundits figured it would go down? Number one theory, it's a signal of the Fed's faith in economic recovery. Tapering is a sign of improving economic growth. That's true. But we've been getting the economic data, and that keeps driving the market.
Right. I think a couple things happened over the last few weeks as well, is that they kind of hinted to this 3 or 4 weeks ago.
They've been hitting at it since May.
Yes, but this, you know, they kind of came back to it after last meeting, and what happened this, in these last few weeks is what we've seen is we've seen the mortgage pricing affected.
I think the market said finally, now you can shut the heck up about tapering.
Let it go. Let it go. Exactly. We have the info.
Number two theory, it reduces uncertainty. Now the Fed has moved, it removes many of the question marks. That's my theory, is that they finally get to shut up about when they're going to start tapering. This other theory is this equates to or amounts to taper light. What that means is it's not really a big dent. They were doing $85 billion a month in mortgage-backed security, buying mortgage-backed securities in U.S. Treasuries. You know, as a whole, what's $10 billion of 85? Right. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah. It's not like they just really pulled the Band-Aid off.
Right.
Another theory is they caught Wall Street off guard. The stock market sold off in recent days heading up to Tuesday's meeting. I don't think that's accurate. This is USA Today. It sold off because, in my opinion, the economic news was kind of getting... Inflation numbers weren't where they needed to be. Housing didn't hit some numbers. Inventory, I think inventory had good. I can't remember. But I don't think it caught them off guard. How can you catch them off guard? You've been saying that you're going to do this since May. Anyway, the number fifth theory is it doesn't change the Fed's dovish stance. And that just means that whatever being a Fed dove basically means that by whatever they do as far as quantitative easing, there is no fear that it's going to have any long-lasting impacts to inflation. A lot of economists disagree with that. But they have said, the Fed has said, that they will keep short-term interest rates roughly at 0% until well past the time the unemployment rate declines below 6.5%, and I believe we're at 7%. So, market went up. Market's really flat today, but better than going down, I do suppose, even though that's what most folks predicted.
Yes.
Changing the topic. Got to touch on this before we go to break. 44% of financial advisors are predicting their annuity sales will increase in 2014. Nearly 9 out of 10 financial advisors surveyed by the Insured Retirement Institute, whoever the heck they are, said that they told variable annuities that they sold variable annuities last year, I guess meaning 2013. So 90% of the folks in the survey are peddling annuities. Variable annuities, not just any annuity, variable annuities, one of the most controversial products in the financial services industry. But here's what really surprised me. 3 out of 4 advisors said their clients are receptive to annuities, with the most popular features being guaranteed income in retirement and principal protection. Now, you may be scratching your head and go, why is that surprising? Because of the word receptive. Why are clients receptive to annuities? Because the advisor told you only the good and not the bad, in my theory. And advisors are notorious about this. You know, you can read all you want to read about all the negatives of variable annuities. The cost, what happens when you die, the performance, the lack. You know, they may say you have a guarantee, but that's backed up by an insurance company. And what happens if the insurance company goes broke? There's no guarantee. You go on and on and on. But when you say the clients are receptive, and I have to ask you, the consumer or the client, do you want what you are being sold, or do you want what you need? Salespeople will give clients what they want. You tell them, well, I want zero risk, guarantee this, guarantee that. They'll pull a product out of their magic trick bag because the financial services industry has designed a product that panders to whatever you think you want. But financial planning should be about what you need, not what you want. And that's why most advisors who do not work on commission hate variable annuities. Because there's really no, many of them will not work mathematically. I told you a few days ago, outside of an IRA, inside of an IRA, I see no need for a variable annuity. Outside of an IRA, the expenses in the variable annuity have to be less than what you would give up in the tax cost in a taxable investment. And with annuity expenses approaching 2, 3, 4% in some cases, unless you've got a bonehead financial guy that knows nothing about tax management and investing, I would argue that you're going to come out on top without the annuity. But then it always doubles back with, well, what about the guarantees? You can't guarantee your client this and that within a brokerage account. Well, really? Well, no, I can't put it on paper and give you some kind of fake guarantee that says, well, I promise I'm going to guarantee you this if this happens, which is what essentially insurance companies do, in my opinion. But what I can guarantee you is I have 100 and plus years of market history. That if you're looking for some certainty, we talked about it last week.
Right.
We just got to go back in time and make some reasonable assumptions about the future. And we get pretty close to certainty. That's the truth, and that's why we're all about it here on Financial Coaching Radio. After the break, we got to talk about mortgages. We're going to talk a little bit about Social Security and also Vanguard and why it raked in most of the investment dollars and mutual funds this year. We'll talk a little bit about housing and how they have U.S. existing home sales have fallen to the lowest level in nearly a year. All that and more coming your way. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, in the house with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust. Back in just a bit.
Trust has been Middle Tennessee's home loan expert, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro for over 27 years. Our experienced loan officers work directly with you to create mortgage opportunities tailored to your financial goals. At Guaranty Trust, we're dedicated to educating our clients about the mortgage options available to them. To contact me, Don DeLore, give me a call at 907-2611. Again, 907-2611. I guarantee we will earn your trust.
None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527. Or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
You make your money when you buy. This old adage is certainly true when it comes to buying real estate. Do you want to know how you can make sure you're getting the best deal on your next home or investment property? Hire a real estate agent who has the right skills and experience. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151, or visit sellwithhope.com. You have worked your entire life for what you have, and you deserve to determine how your assets are passed on to your loved ones. Make sure your estate plan is in order by calling John Baker, estate planning attorney, today at 896-5621. Estate planning is not about you, but those you leave behind. For more, go to bakercounsel.com or call 896-5621.
The Blue Raiders are bowl-bound again and will play Navy at the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas on December 30th. Blue Raider Athletics is offering a great package to see MTSU play Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl, which includes a game ticket, an official Blue Raider Bowl t-shirt, and a single game ticket to a Conference USA home game next year for only $50. Purchase your tickets today through the MTSU ticket office by calling 1-888-YES-MTSU or online at GoBlueRaiders.com.
HGTV, the leader in home design and know-how, has joined Shaw Floors, the leader in flooring and city tile and floor covering, the largest flooring retailer in our area, to bring you HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw Collection. Doug Young with City Tile.
Come to City Tile and see the new selections of the HGTV products exclusively at City Tile.
Your HGTV Home Flooring by Shaw authorized retailer. Visit citytile.net. City Tile and Floor Covering.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street. It's across from the tall NHC building. Christy Sanford says they're open Tuesday through Saturday, and they take donations.
We get donations from all sorts of just regular people, as well as we've even had estates, which is a great thing because we are a nonprofit, and so we do give tax donation forms.
The Garden Patch Thrift Store, open Tuesday through Saturday on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building.
Anytime the store is open, we do accept donations.
Weather Eye.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon, high in the low 60s. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 47. Friday, cloudy. Chance of seeing a few showers and storms, high of 65. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now it's 61.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I want to remind you, in case you haven't heard, starting December 26, we'll no longer be on at 1 to 2. We'll be on 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. So as you make your commute home from work each day, you'll be able to tune in to WGNS and hear me and my guest host on Financial Coaching Radio giving you the real deal about personal financial planning. So 4 to 5 p.m. starting on the 26th of December, the day after Christmas, and then every other weekday after that on 4 to 5 as well. So mark your calendars. We're making that change in just a few short days. All right, we got to get to all the good stuff today. This is a bigger deal, Don. I'm with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust, and I want to talk about some of the smaller stuff since we're running low on time, and then we'll cover this mortgage debacle some are calling for in 2014. Social Security has been running in the red for several years, and we'll see a 12% gap between the amount of income taxes, or not income tax, amount of taxes it's collecting for Social Security and the benefits it's going to pay out for the next 10 years, a 12% gap. This is all coming from the Congressional Budget Office, and the problem will only get worse as years go on. The gap will grow to 30% by 2030. So it's going to get larger in the 2020s, and by 30% gap in 2030. The warning comes as Congress is poised to pass a budget deal this week that increases spending without making any changes to Social Security. That makes total sense. Despite running a cash flow deficit, Social Security will legally be able to pay out full benefits over the next decade because it will tap into its trust fund. Well, the money in the trust fund has already been borrowed out to pay for government spending, and it's nothing more than just IOUs. But per this article from the Washington Times, they're somehow going to tap the IOUs and be able to pay full benefits. I don't know. President Obama has floated a potential change to the way Social Security increases are calculated, but he didn't really put a whole lot behind that proposal. But get this, some Democrats and liberal pressure groups are calling for President Obama to go the other direction and expand Social Security, arguing that poor seniors and disabled individuals are falling further behind the wealthy. Whether or not they're falling further behind the wealthy, if there's no money to pay out a benefit, where is it coming from?
It's going to come
from us. It's like the bleeding heart liberals. God love them. They want to help those in need at all costs. Let's just blow up the whole daggum economy to help a certain percentage of the population. If you don't make the system survive and the economy thrive, there is no system to pay poor seniors and disabled individuals. It's like they don't get that.
It's where the money comes from.
They missed arithmetic in elementary school, or grammar school, as we would call it when I grew up. Grammar school. But anyway, that's it. So the big gap, the 10% gap coming in the next decade and going to expand by 30% gap in Social Security as far as revenues to outflow by 2030 if our government or Congress does not do anything to fix it. And it looks like they're not going to do anything to fix it in the coming years. Vanguard raked in almost every dollar that went into U.S. equity funds this year. If you bought a U.S. equity mutual fund this year, there's a 98% chance you invested in a fund managed by Vanguard. Vanguard is known for its index funds and low-cost investing. It received over $41 billion of net inflows into U.S. equity funds in 2013 as of November 30th. The other funds in the U.S. stock fund arena only got $1.1 billion. That's amazing. They captured a huge percentage of market share. Where is their market share? They grew their market share by almost 5% in 1 year. The company's market share of mutual funds and ETFs across all asset classes has grown to nearly 18% from 13% lasted 1 year in 2007. So they grew it 6 years. They grew it by about 1% a year. But that has had to be a big chunk of that in 2013. Of the $41 billion invested in U.S. equity funds in 2013, $36 billion went into the firm's index funds. That means people are wising up to the cost of their mutual funds. They're wising up about active management. They're starting to realize that active managers cannot consistently outperform the major indexes, indices, whatever you like. They also realize that by overpaying for their investments, it not only hinders their return, but also hinders their retirement. So kudos to the folks that invested in low-cost index funds in 2013. And by no means am I saying that's the only way to go. As I've said before, I am a believer of active and passive investment management, not one or the other. But if you had to make a choice and do one or the other, I would lead you strongly towards low-cost index fund investing. U.S. home sales fell sharply in November to the lowest level in nearly a year. The National Association of Realtors said on Thursday, previously owned homes dropped 4.3% last month, the third monthly fall in a row, and some of this due to fear. What has happened to the local mortgage market, Don? I haven't asked you yet, as a result of yesterday.
At this point, we really haven't seen a whole lot of change except for, you know, we've been seeing pricing changes for almost 3 or 4 weeks now. So obviously the banks were preparing for the change and or know that it was coming based on the last statements that were made. But here locally, where I think that's happening, there's twofold thing. I think there's an inventory shortage here in this area, which is affecting that. But as far as sales themselves, you get your house up for sale. In most cases, it's selling in this area if it's in good condition and in a good location, of course.
Well, the big fear was we were going to see another 1% jump in rates because of all this taper.
That's correct.
But it didn't happen. People say it didn't. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. It may happen. We don't know.
Well, we've lost a quarter in the last 3 weeks in rate. So, you know.
This is adjustments,
right? These are just adjustments.
Now, see, I want you to educate me and the listeners on these adjustments. Because according to a blog post by one contrarian in the mortgage market, he's calling for a debacle next year in the mortgage industry.
Yes.
Having to do with these pricing adjustments and also what's going on with the Federal Reserve and also Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because this is really deep down at the core.
Correct.
Of mortgage planning. And this is not just your plain vanilla stuff that everybody talks about. This is going to be specialized help. So if you want to learn more about the mortgage business, stay tuned. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Guaranteed Trust Don DeLore is here. We're back right after this. 893-1450. All your money questions, mortgage questions. We're back in a moment.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WTNS, AM, FM, online.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Ed Huckleberry. If you've used a credit or debit card to shop Target recently, you need to check your bank statement. Target says more than 40 million customer accounts may have been stolen by hackers. The Better Business Bureau's Rihanna Smith-Hamblin.
Anyone who shopped at Target between November 27th and December 15th, they need to check their accounts very carefully.
If your account has been breached, she says to immediately request that your card be canceled. More than 150 National Guardsmen are returning from the Middle East on Saturday. The Guard's 212th Engineer Company, based in Paris and Camden, are returning from a nearly one-year deployment to support Operation Enduring Freedom. Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center says its layoffs are officially over, and the final tally was smaller than expected. 400 positions have been eliminated since July 1st as part of Vanderbilt's plan to cut $250 million from its operating budget by the end of the 2015 fiscal year.
This is the Tennessee Radio Network.
The presidents of MTSU and Alabama A&M have signed an agreement to participate in enhanced faculty and student scientific research and training programs.
A man was arrested on multiple charges after a fatal hit-and-run accident in Clarksville Saturday.
The Nashville Symphony got an early Christmas present when Taylor Swift made a $100,000 donation.
When you need to know, depend on TRN, the Tennessee Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Melvin Kearney, and I play the character Bo on the hit TV series Nashville. The Coast Guard Auxiliary recommends that you leave the alcohol for after you return to shore. Sober boat operation is not only safer, it's the law. Boating under the influence can get you fines or jail time. A high percentage of boating fatalities involve alcohol. Don't be a statistic. Water and alcohol don't mix.
This message brought to you as a public service by the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary and this station.
No slowdown of home sales and rentals over the holidays.
Real estate market agents and brokers across Tennessee say the holidays are supposed to be the slow time of the year for sales and rentals, but that is definitely not the case this year. Experts say the growth in home sales may be slowing headed into the new year.
That's TRN's Jeff White. Nearly 30 cities and counties are receiving grants to help encourage proper collection of used motor oil. The used motor oil collection grants total more than $444,000. The state Supreme Court has ruled that a woman injured in a Walmart parking lot in Red Bank can proceed with her negligence lawsuit against the store. Jolyn Cullum filed the case after she was injured when a car driven by another Walmart customer backed into her vehicle. I'm Ed Huckleberry, Tennessee Radio Network News.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnihead Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Everything's made from scratch at the Omni Hut restaurant. Here's Polly Walls.
I can buy a pre-made store commissary egg roll for less than I can produce my own, but they're not as good. So we stay with what we know. Start from scratch, fresh kitchen.
Traditional luau dinners, Tahitian tidbits, egg rolls, all made from scratch at the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events and the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department's offering a great Christmas gift. Buy one monthly or yearly pass and get one free. They're good at SportsCom and Patterson Park, but you'd better hurry. It ends December 31st. And a Tuna Christmas wraps up this weekend at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Performances at 7:30 this coming Friday and Saturday night, as well as a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. Call the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts at 904-ARTS and make your reservations for a Tuna Christmas. And Boy Scout Troop 197 is selling Christmas trees at the Fellowship United Methodist Church over at 2511 New Salem Highway, as well as at Haynes True Value Hardware at 1807 Memorial Boulevard. Be sure and buy your Christmas tree from the Boy Scouts. Also, the Murfreesboro Lions Club is selling pecans. They're available at any Wilson Bank and Trust location or at the Palace Barbershop on the Murfreesboro Square. And while you're there at the Palace Barbershop, look at their neat model railroad setup. Randall, we thank you. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Weather Eye.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon, high in the low 60s. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 47. Friday, cloudy. Chance of seeing a few showers and storms, high of 65. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 61.
Don't know what to get that hunter or fisherman on your Christmas list? You need to stop by Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad.
Everybody we've got here hunts and fishes.
Randy Bolin at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
We got clothing, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. Another reminder, moving 4 to 5 p.m. every weekday starting December 26th. Mark your calendars. I will be moving from 1 to 2 to 4 to 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday right here on WGNS. And you can always check us out online as well, financialcoachingradio.com. We want to make sure you're aware of the changes because it's not that far away.
That's right. It's coming around the corner. I'm going to be on the first show with you.
That's right. You'll be back on the very first show at 4 p.m.
1 week from today.
Because we will not have shows during the holidays, so we really don't have that long to tell the listeners that we're moving. So tell a buddy, bring a friend that we're moving 4 to 5 p.m. December 26th. Housing and mortgage debacle. Mortgage debacle next year and is coming, some is predicting. So long for a housing recovery. And here's what it's saying. Now, yeah, we told you earlier, if you probably heard this, the Federal Reserve has decided to slow down the printing presses on its quantitative easing, and it's called a taper. The formal language. The mere talk of ending the quantitative easing earlier in the year sent rates jump rates by 1%. Hasn't happened this time around, even though there's a real taper, not just a speculation of it. So where will the mortgage rates be when the Fed actually stops trying to repress them? Well, no one knows. But we have housing prices rising because of low inventory. We have mortgage rates rising because of the Fed has stopped suppressing them as much, or the speculation of such. And that's a portion of the debacle. But what I want to discuss with you, Don, is this about the rate adjustments. The bailed out taxpayer-owned Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that purchases mortgages from banks. And they do this, they really sell them off, right? They sell off the mortgages, right?
Yes, they do. Most banks sell them to Fannie and Freddie.
So you got to think, well, who's buying up these mortgages? It looks like the Federal Reserve. They've been plowing $40 billion a month into mortgages.
Right.
The banks love this because they get to make the fees off the loans.
Make the cream off the top, basically.
And don't have any risk of carrying the loan, which nothing wrong with that. The Fed and the government-sponsored entities like Freddie and Fannie really run the show. It's not really much of a free market. Some efforts are underway to encourage private capital to get involved and start buying up mortgages. Last week, the Federal Housing Finance Agency announced that it would impose a 10 basis point increase in guarantee fees that Fannie and Freddie charged banks. Lenders will then roll these fees into mortgages, which drives up monthly payments. This change will hit borrowers who cannot come up with a 20% down payment, whose credit may not be top-notch. They'll hit them the hardest. Based on the Mortgage Bankers Association's analysis, guarantee fees, which is loan-level price adjustments they're called in the industry, which I'm going to let you just explain that in a second, could increase 0.75 to 1.5 percentage points for borrowers stuck in the so-so credit area. As a result, borrowers with a 730 score making a 10% down payment will pay a 2.25% adjustment to the 30-year fixed rate next year. That's almost a 2% jump.
Yes, it is.
So when I read that, I'm like, yeah, that's a big jump going from 0.75 to 2.25. And I know we're throwing out a lot of numbers here. But here's the real deal. according to this person writing the article, that it's going to change your effective interest rate by a half of a point. So what once was 4.5% becomes 5. What was 5% now becomes 5.5. Which was 5.5% on a 30-year becomes 6.
Yes.
Because of these added fees and other things. So what is a loan price adjustment?
Loan level pricing adjustment.
What the heck is he talking about?
All right. Let's just say that all interest rates, let's say that today's local rate for a 30-year fixed is 4.75. That's the 30-year fixed rate. That's a par rate, okay?
And so the people 4.75 is the going rate.
Yes,
just the going rate. That's the lowest rate you can get.
Par rate, essentially. Correct. Yes. Now, the people that get that rate are the people that have the best credit score, that put the most money down, or have at least 20% down.
So at least 20% down, top-notch right? credit gets the best rate.
Correct.
Makes
and
sense.
Their loan amounts meet. Don't go below minimums, such as, you know, $100,000 is usually $120,000. You start seeing that. So above $120,000 loan amounts as well, because there's adjustments for low loan amounts.
So when you're just looking for general averages, you're looking at mortgage rates. You say, well, the average 30-year mortgage is this.
Right.
That's usually in terms of par top-notch credit.
Right.
That isn't all Americans. It's okay. Most Americans.
Exactly.
And it's not only top-notch credit, but it's 20% down, folks.
That's correct. And highest credit scores as well. You can have 20% down, but you have a low credit score, you're going to have an adjustment. Okay.
So best par rates go, without any adjustments, go to the best of the best.
Correct.
Okay.
And then as you move your way down, there's tiers. And as you get into tiers, for first tier would be for your credit score.
You say so, tier, that's tiers of adjustment.
Correct. Well, okay. Tiers where they, then you adjust from there. They have a certain adjustment each tier.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say that your score is 700 to 740. Okay, you're going to fall into one bucket. 660 to 680 might fall in another bucket. So, and the farther you go down, the more you're going to pay in adjustments.
And an adjustment affects the consumer how?
It affects it by whether or not you either have to pay a discount point for that adjustment.
And that would be an upfront fee, charge.
Upfront charge that
that's
you would
you
pay
take
to
the
keep
loan
this,
balance right. by whatever the discount point is to keep that
four
low
points,
rate.
That's correct.
Or you're going to pay a higher
rate
throughout
to cover
the loan.
Those adjustments. Correct. And then that's what they're referring to. Then plus it's going to go up the other additional half a point.
So for most people, they don't have extra money to come out of pocket for to buy down the rate, to discount the rate down. So they're going to have to pay a higher interest rate.
Yes.
So this article post here is saying consumers, for most consumers will be hit with a half a point adjustment. So if par rate is 5% next year, most consumers are going to get an interest rate of 5.5 and higher.
Correct. That's how it works.
Exactly. Because of these guarantee fees, other things going on in the mortgage market, the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And honestly, that's why he's saying it's going to be so long housing recovery, because people are slowing down buying houses at the current rate. You jump that up by a half a point to a point.
Right. And the inventory problems that we're having, that's why they're talking about the three-way prong that's going to hurt the housing industry as we move forward next year.
So an adjustment is a fancy word. It's just an addition on top of the real interest rate.
Correct. You're paying because you don't have a good score, you don't have enough down, you're a higher risk to the bank, so you will pay those adjustments. And let's remember that these adjustments that are going to take place are going to be on top of whatever happens with the economy and mortgage-backed securities and bond market that affect interest rate as well.
Right, so you got the Fed slowing down its suppression of interest rates, so that's going to jump up rates somewhat. We don't know what. Then you got these changes, these extra fees gets added on top of that.
And then you have whatever happens in the economy, and that's just affecting interest rate. And then with inventories low and
well, I have to ask, if you're just tuning in, I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. We're talking about some real detailed stuff about mortgages. Don DeLore here is here with Guaranty Trust. DonDeLore.com is his website. DonDeLore.com. And I have to ask, was this around 10 years ago?
Yes, there was types of adjustments that would have. It was mostly in the subprime market more than in the conventional and FHA market, but there were adjustments back then to the interest rate, but not as deep as they are now.
What, back 10 years ago, why would one have an adjustment? It's because they had really
poor some of the
credit.
Same reasons, poor credit.
But it just the I guess the restrictions were more lax.
Correct. FHA didn't really have hardly any adjustments. Okay, it had some, but not
many. So now most people get adjustments because they don't have an 850 credit score.
Correct. You got it.
And are those adjustments, I guess since they're a newer animal, We don't really have anything to go off on. Do you think they're high? Do you think they're fair?
To a certain extent, I do, because of the risk that has taken place, the bank is taking on by taking on someone who maybe has a lower score or not much investment into the property. And, you know, they can just walk away with it with not much into it. But the bank incurs a lot of costs when that happens. So I do believe that someone is legitimate.
Is that accurate? The bank incurs the cost.
Sure.
Because they done sold the loan off.
They sold the bank sold the loan, but whoever owns the loan, whoever the servicer is at that particular point, or whoever owns the mortgage, okay, is going to have to pay for that, and that's what they're all trying to prevent, and that's why they're making higher costs to put things together
is done to prevent another 2008.
That's correct.
Because
that's right.
You give loans to people, those loans get packaged up, sold to people around the globe. If the basket of loans, those package of loans, don't pay,
right,
then somebody's out somewhere. Then there's some insurance on that package of loans, and somebody's got to come do on the insurance. It's trickles.
And they
got to
pay for
line.
The insurance during the process.
Do you think this will prevent another 2008?
Not necessarily. No, it'll be a different style. But really, what we all need to do is prepare. You know, think ahead. If you're planning on buying a house, you know, obviously this is going to be the best time you're probably going to see in the next few years. You know, so you should maybe increase and change your plans and look a little bit. Maybe this spring, start at it so that you can get in on the lower rates and that are here, because they are going to continue to rise. It's not going to go backwards. Remember, we talked last week about the interest rate. About 6-7% is where the economy is strong and where interest rates really should be. Okay, so they're going to get up to that. Into that range of things before it's all over. And obviously, if you can buy it 4.5, you have a much better investment.
Yeah, that should be point one. Get off the fence, buy that home if you're ready to, and get in the mortgage game now. Because according to many folks, there's going to be a 0.5 point or higher adjustment to a rate unless you got perfect credit and 20% down. And I think for many, just like it is for me, and I've been in this game and
sure,
looking at mortgages for a better part of a decade. And I just asked you off the air, tell me what this adjustment stuff is. So listeners that don't hear this stuff every day, and it being a fairly new thing in the business.
Yes.
And it has to. So the point is, you got to get a mortgage now if you're ready. If you wait, it's going to cost you a lot more, not only because of the Fed, because of all the things going on with the Freddie and Fannie.
And as we still continue to recover, and hopefully as we do, it'll get stronger. But obviously, we know that's going to be a better situation now than it is in the future.
893-1450. We'll take all your money and mortgage questions. I'm here with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. Another reminder, we're on at 4 to 5 p.m. starting December 26th. No longer on 1 to 2 each day. We're moving to 4 to 5. We were going to be with you during your drive home from work. Mark that on your calendar. After the break, I want Don to share with us what's the underwriting process over at Guaranteed Trust and what makes it different than other lenders here in Rutherford County. We're back in a moment. This is Coaching Radio.
Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134. Or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Guaranteed Trust Company is a market-leading full-service mortgage company specializing in conventional FHA, VA, THDA, USDA, and FMHA loans across 26 states. Offering exceptional customer service, Guaranteed Trust Company's team of experienced loan officers work directly with home buyers and real estate agents to identify the best mortgage opportunities. Guaranteed Trust Company is located at 316 Robert Rose Drive here in Murfreesboro. Branch manager Don DeLore would love to hear from you. 907-2611, Guaranteed Trust Company, 907-2611.
How long would your retirement nest egg last if you had to start writing an $8,000 check each month to cover long-term health care expenses? For most of us, not more than just a few years. That's why if you have assets, you can't go without long-term care insurance. Call Dan Curtis with Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527 to learn more about how long-term care insurance can take the burden off your family and protect your life savings. That's 224-9527 or CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The Independent Insurance Agent System. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
With Essent, you'll never go wrong. Have you been on the fence about putting your home up for sale? Right now could be the perfect time. Inventory levels are still low in Rutherford County, and you could have the home someone has been waiting for. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. Be sure to mention Financial Coaching Radio and get a free, no-obligation home valuation. 796-4151, Hope Wilson, sellwithhope.com, 796-4151.
When it comes to your health, there's one name you need to know, St. Thomas Health. With one name and one voice, we're creating a community of healing by making it easier to access holistic, reverent care. As we move forward, Baptist Hospital is now St. Thomas Midtown. St. Thomas Hospital is St. Thomas West. And Middle Tennessee Medical Center is St. Thomas Rutherford. One name for one healthy community. St. Thomas Health.
Money issues? There's somebody local you can talk to. Financial Coaching Radio with local certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Weekdays 4 to 5 on WGNS, beginning December 26th. WeatherEye.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon, high in the low 60s. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 47. Friday, cloudy. Chance of seeing a few showers and storms, high of 65. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 61.
Sunshine Nutrition Center is your full-range health food store. We offer supplements, grocery items, pet food, fresh produce, juice bar, and a deli. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center for all your healthy needs in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna.
That's Kim Hilsman.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, in the house with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust. And I want to ask, and I haven't asked in a while, is what's the main difference of underwriting over there at Guaranteed Trust? People go get a loan, I think they view it as a big, long, drawn-out process. And it can be with some of the bigger banks. But everyone kind of touts a fast underwriting.
Sure.
But you guys are unique because, one, you've been around here for over a quarter of a century.
Correct.
But you do some things in-house that other companies don't do. So explain your process for getting a loan through Guaranteed Trust.
Well, first of all, Guaranteed Trust, I mean, the front-end position of a loan officer is really no different than anywhere else you would go. You would speak with them about loan products and what you have and your options and so on. But once the file starts processing, a lot of the bigger companies have that file is sent away to a processing center. And at that processing center, there's no personal...
It reminds me, remember that it was a State Farm that had, and this is not mortgage-related, but they had...
Sure.
Is your policy going to be sent off to some bundle factory? Yeah. You remember they're bundling policies?
Policies, put it all together.
So is your mortgage going to be sent off to some mortgage factory somewhere?
And signing with the insurance, car insurance, getting the same type of thing, or, you're getting the deal. But anyway, with that processing center, there's no personal touch to that. But basically, Guaranteed Trust has all of those things in-house, including the processors as well as the underwriters. And the underwriters are the most important piece to have in-house. Sure, you can have a processor take care of things and then send it off to an underwriter, but still there's no personal connection between those people and no way to get the answers that you need. In our particular case, we can be proactive. When we see things on a file, we can make sure that we touch base with an underwriter and make sure we handle them correctly up front.
Down the hall versus going across long distance phone call in some other state.
And just being a number on a board that they have to figure out. We have a personal touch with that. And our loan officers are able to speak directly to processors, directly to underwriters, and voice their opinions and work with upper-level management to get their loans cleared. So that's our biggest advantage that we have is everything is in-house and done on-site here in Murfreesboro.
And with the bigger institutions, they wrap it up put it in a FedEx envelope and ship it somewhere.
Correct.
And then somebody has to get that, receive it, and then start going through it. If something's missing, you have a question, phone tag this, email this, FedEx that. That's going to slow down the process.
For sure, because is everybody entering every one of their emails? Is everybody taking their calls and looking or checking their voicemail? And when they have hundreds of loans on their desk, I mean, that's the difference. And that's what we have. Plus, we have a process within a process as far as how we put our loans through with first come, first serve type situations. That's not really how we do it. We make sure that the loans that are put in there first that have the information to be underwritten, getting taken care of right away, because other people are slow walking information. So having that ability to be able to control the file and put it in and out of underwriting as needed when we have all the information makes our underwriting quicker as well.
Makes it faster.
That's correct.
DonDelore.com, DonDelore.com, or off the air 907-2611. That's 907-2611. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to Thursday from 4 to 5.
So make sure you mark it down.
That's right.
All the listeners need to mark it down. Financial Coaching Radio is moving to 4 to 5 p.m. the day after Christmas, and then every weekday after that. So December 26th, Financial Coaching Radio going 4 to 5 p.m. I want to remind all the listeners, you can also listen to the podcast anytime, anywhere. All the shows we've done are listed by date and by topic at financialcoachingradio.com. All you got to do is click archives. It's right in the middle of the page. And I know you'll find a topic there to learn more about your financial life and your situation. But if you want to learn more about me and my unique financial planning process, go to jasonquallscfp.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S. CFP stands for, or .com, stands for Certified Financial Planner, of course. We're back tomorrow right here, 1 p.m. on WGNS. See you then.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free Certified Financial Planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays at 1 here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.
Just about anything on the internet today. We can get medical advice, buy investments. We can even get a will for about $15. I know how enticing cheap and easy can sound, but when you leave loved ones behind, a $15 will bought online may not cut it. As a certified financial planner, I strongly recommend that you use an estate planning attorney. Call estate planning attorney John Baker today at 896-5621 or go to his website, bakercounsel.com. So you don't make a $15 decision that could cost your family thousands of dollars. Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.